On an unseasonably warm day in Manhattan's Foley Square, Monet and her two daughters are preparing for Thanksgiving with cooking plans and gratitude.
This Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for having my own Thanksgiving, my first family dinner that I'm cooking, that my mom is not cooking at all, just me by myself. Kind of nervous, hope I don't burn anything or overcook anything. I hope it all comes out good.
Are these your children? What do you tell them gratitude is?
Being thankful for whatever you have, toys and things that you know, other kids don't have.
What are you grateful for? What do you wake up in the morning, sometimes you say, oh, I'm so glad for this, I'm so glad for that.
For God making the world and that I'm alive, and for the food I have, the clothes I have on my body, for the place that I stay in, and for my mom.
At the city clerk's office down the street, Paulina and Parker are obtaining the license that will allow them to get married over the holiday weekend. They are thankful for true love and more.
Yeah, everything's going to be peachy. I'm grateful for this guy.
I'm grateful for the fact that the sun shines and the sky is blue and that the earth is at the specific point it needs to be at to sustain life in the solar system and the galaxy and of all the epochs to be born. I'm here right now with this beautiful woman, exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Nearby, a somewhat scruffy older man named Vincent says he is not where he's supposed to be.
Well, basically right now, I'm in a state of crisis because I'm homeless. I was evicted 4 weeks ago. I feel illegally. Nevertheless, even though there are many, many devils out to put you down and thwart you, there are equally as many angels willing to help you. A bus driver who let me get on for free or at a half price. You have other people who would even offer you food for free. And I will be eternally grateful for that. I've been able to persevere with the help of the human spirit.
Ronald, who works at a nearby homeless shelter and who was once homeless himself, is able to persevere thanks to the doctors who recently rid him of excruciating chronic back pain.
So I'm grateful that I came out of surgery at success.
A few blocks away, it is simple, youthful freedom that this mop-headed bicyclist is thankful for.
I'm just grateful to have a job and be able to do what I do. I got a little bit of money and I do whatever the hell I want on the side.
A woman named Charles expressed her gratitude in somewhat more religious terms.
What I'm grateful for this Thanksgiving, life, strength. And that day, God bless me, open my eyes. The job that I have. That I can pay a bill, you know, and probably help someone less fortunate than me. To me, every day is Thanksgiving.
Like hundreds of other Occupy Wall Street protesters, Jason and Oksana have been ejected from Zuccotti Park, yet both still managed to carry a sense of blessing with them.
Grateful for dreams, individual dreams, and the chance to follow them.
Well, I guess this Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for my boyfriend, my dogs, sleeping bags that we managed to somehow salvage. There's resources, people, like the community. There's a lot of good people in the community.
A fellow activist named Brandon, still sodden from last night's rain, is thankful for the right to speak out.
That we have a First Amendment right. Sometimes they get respected, sometimes they get disrespected some. But I'm just grateful that, you know, we live in a country where when things do go wrong, we can stand up and we can say, hey, this is wrong and it needs to be changed.
Barbara has not participated in the protests, yet she appreciates the idealistic spirit that underlies them.
So I'm extraordinarily grateful that people have been willing to give up their time and make such a commitment to staying outside in the cold and in the rain to try to bring about social justice. So I'm very grateful for their commitment on Thanksgiving.
Some thoughts to chew on, along with the roast turkey and the trimmings this Thanksgiving Day. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.